Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I was supposed to tell you guys who my top people were, and I think let me just do that real quick, and then I'll bring some more callers in. My top picks from the debate, you know, obviously right now is Donald Trump will be number one. Ron DeSantis will be number two. Vivek Ramaswamy will be number three. And then I'll have Tim Scott at number four. And then everybody else is irrelevant. Chris Christie has no chance to be the president. I think he's a sloppy mess. Him going after Donald Trump like a little coward, it just looks bad for him. Other people could probably challenge Donald Trump because they have merit. I don't think Chris Krispy Kreme's got a lot of merit. And then when you go to somebody like Nikki Haley, you know, she's such a flip-flopping deep state person that I do not think is eligible to be the president. She's not strong enough. She's not confident enough. She quit on everything she did. She does. Not everything she does, but she did quit as an actor. She didn't finish the assignment. And so I don't have as much respect for her as the president. The dude from like North Dakota, I mean, he's irrelevant. He has some good responses, but he's absolutely irrelevant. Nobody would ever know his name and ever vote for him ever. He could have a position in the White House, probably not likely, but he probably could. But I don't think it's likely. So those are my candidates. Unfortunately, Larry Elder didn't get enough support to get on the debate stage. And I think it's going to be very hard for him to gain momentum. If he's not on the debate stage, actually getting into the race, debating and getting his name out there. So I can't add him into the fold if we can't get enough support behind him to get him on the debate stage. Okay, so I think that's it for my people that I have selected. I mean, I'm sure you guys have a lineup as well. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. All right, I'm going to go bring some callers in. I got to go from oldest to newest callers. Let's go with Jack from Tampa. Yeah, welcome to the show.
I appreciate that you allow differing opinions on your show because a lot of the other moderators on this network do not. So I do appreciate that. And I do want to point out a couple of facts. I want to stay away from adverbs and adjectives and opinions and just a couple of facts. The crowd that entered the Capitol, some of those people did beat the police. I mean, I saw it live myself. They beat them with flagpoles. They sprayed them with bear spray. And I'm sure you being an officer, you would not just sit there and take that, although the police did because they were so outnumbered. And rightfully so, as I think you've indicated, those people have been charged. Over 200 of them have been convicted, and they're in jail. And, you know, we can all have our opinions, but a jury put them there, and we're not the jury.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to say a couple other things, too. I think more important than that for me is that when Donald Trump ran and won in 2016, he ran on getting rid of Obamacare. And he even had a Republican Congress. And he didn't do it. He didn't do a thing. He ran on reducing the national debt. He increased it by $7 trillion. He ran on ending the war in Afghanistan. He did not do that. He did reduce taxes, but 82% of the benefit went to the upper 2 or 3% of the population. So, and also the other big one he ran on was infrastructure. He was going to, oh, he's going to do all kinds of great things, and he did nothing. I mean, Biden has done something on the infrastructure, whether we like him or not, but, you know, just facts. I mean, the bottom line for me, and I think a lot of people, you know, we'll see what the people elect, but I've had enough of his drama. You know, I just don't see where he's done that much, and I mean, the comment on unemployment being better, again, on facts, I'm sorry, but there's less unemployment now than when Trump left office.
Right, and I'll add this, and Jack, thanks so much for the call. I agree with everything you said, and I will challenge you on that point about Trump's unemployment. I think it's unfair to, you know, document unemployment during COVID. Because I think what they're jumping on is they're saying people were unemployed. Jobs were lost. It was like because of COVID. They shut down the country. I mean, people shut businesses down. Some businesses will never come back. And they're trying to use that against Trump, but I don't think it's a fair shake. I think before COVID, you say, what did Trump produce before COVID-19 hit the world? And I think obviously his numbers were far better than everybody else's numbers. And I think they would have just continued to have gotten better if it had not have been for COVID. But I do agree that Donald Trump missed out on a lot of opportunities. And I may not agree with everything that you said because I have to fact check some of those things. But majority of what Jack said from Tampa, I agree with. Donald Trump did have some things that, like, we should be able to critique him on. You can still vote for him, but you should be able to critique him on. And let me go back to January 6th. You know, people that fought the police, you got to go to jail. People that breached the Capitol building, you got to go to jail. I don't know what conservatives would oppose that. Now, I can still say, I know why you did what you did, but you got to go to jail. You can't breach the Capitol building. You can't go into, I don't care what your grievance is. You can't go into the Capitol building unauthorized. And some people were doing stuff they had no business doing. You know, Ashley Babbitt, I think she did not deserve to die, but she had no business climbing through that window. What were you going to do when you got on the other side of the window? What were you going to do? You're going to attack people? What are you going to do? Now, that idiot, that shot should be going to jail, to be honest. But in the grand scheme of things, what are you going to do when you got through the window? Were you going to – I mean, of course, they didn't know if you had a bomb in there or you had a gun or – you know, what were you going to do when you jumped through that window? Were you going to – just run around in circles? Were you going to fight people? I mean, so you got to go to jail. Now, the excessive prosecution of these people is something that we need to look into. You know, people being denied appearance in court and being in solitary confinement and things that I've heard them do, I think that is not right. But to act like the government is supposed to just let people go that breached the Capitol building and fought police officers, I mean, you got to be stupid. Now, are there people that they wrongfully charged or whatever case may be? Yeah, let's fight for that. But I ain't fighting to tell everybody they shouldn't go to jail for breaching the Capitol. Because God is my witness. When Donald Trump won, if leftists were breaching the Capitol, some of y'all be wishing they got put to death. So we need to be consistent. I don't care what your grievance is. You can't breach the Capitol building. Ta-da! I don't think that's shocking news. All right, let me get to some more people who are waiting. Let's go with Janet from St. Paul. Janet, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Wow, Officer Tatum, I am really riled up now. That is not true, what was said. The good Christian people, I know you're a Christian, they did not do what was said. Where is Ralph
at? Janet, which part are you talking about? You talking about people didn't go into the Capitol building?
I'm talking about the people that did go in, that did not create. I've seen the tapes, too.
It doesn't matter. You can't go into the Capitol building. You can't trespass in the Capitol building. So let's go with Ashley Babbitt. Did Ashley Babbitt do what I just said she did?
It's the people's house. But the good people did not do the bad things that are said about them. And you
we're not talking about that. No, I didn't say who did what. I said you can't go into the Capitol building. And then I also said, this is the part that bothers me about people that call in and say this. Ma'am, did you listen to what I said? I said that people breached the Capitol building that went in there unauthorized have to go to jail. That's it. But I said the excessive prosecution of people is wrong and we should look into that.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. There were people that should not have been there that did do, but not the good people who have been sitting for years and years. It's like my city was burnt down and they haven't arrested anyone. But I'm saying what I called about was Trump is the only guy. You and I know this as Christians. He's the only one who can stand up and fight the good fight, and he's only had one term. The rest of these other people that we think can do it don't have the knowledge or the spitzpah to do it.
Janet, I ran out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm telling you, I love these. I have so many benefits from this. I should be your, like, testimony on TV. Because they have done so much for me. It really helped me so much.
Well, I've noticed some improvements over time. I noticed that I used to eat a lot of cookies and snack between meals, and I stopped doing that because I just don't feel a desire to do that. My energy lasts longer, I have more endurance, and a number of things that I'm happy with.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
I have Dr. Ashley Lucas, founder of PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition with me. Dr. Ashley, you've helped thousands of people lose weight and keep it off for life. In fact, you have an 80% success rate keeping the weight off your clients. What's the big secret here?
It's really threefold. First, we customize a nutrition plan for you that works with your nutrition needs, your schedule, and your lifestyle. Next, we change your behavior. We know that most people are sugar addicted, so we teach you to think differently about the food you eat. Lastly, we help you drop all the belly fat. If you only lose half of the belly fat you need to lose, that triples your chances of gaining it all back. In order to lose that weight for life, your belly fat has to stop producing hormones that keep you fat. PhD has a free maintenance plan, so we'll never leave your side.
Call them today. When you're ready, call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
1-3.
We shall overcome. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about Save the Storks. We have an incredible event that's coming up here at my headquarters. We are going to have a meet and greet, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'll give you that date when it approaches, but I want to tell you a little bit about Save the Storks. I consider them to be one of the greatest pro-life organizations in the United States of America. One thing that they do right that I think that a lot of people are striving to do, everybody has their part, but they have this thing called the Stork Bus. And what the Stork Bus is that they have a medical mobile unit that they pull in front of Planned Parenthood or anywhere in the city where women need to have access to this particular bus. You can go in. Women can get a free ultrasound. They can have information to give them, I would say, guidance on what to do next, how to proceed, inform them what abortions are, and different things of that nature, so women can be very well equipped when they make a decision. And 3 out of every 4 women that go into the Stork Bus, they decide to have their child and not give their child up to murder, which is abortion. And so that's one thing I love about them, and they help women in the beginning, through the process, and also after they have given birth. And I love that about Save the Storks. And my family is a monthly partner. We help at least 3 women a month, or at least we help 3 women with our monthly giving. And $35 a month is enough for 1 woman. And we do right around $100 a month because we want to help as many young women as we can. And we plan to do more when we can. Because we really believe in Save the Storks. So become a monthly partner today. Go to SaveTheStorks.org, SaveTheStorks.org. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me move on. But I always like, after a person calls, I like to address what they said, because sometimes when we're talking back and forth, it gets convoluted. It's very simple what I had said before, and I think people don't listen to me. They listen to argue because they get triggered by one thing that said that interferes with a talking point that they've heard 100 times. If you breach the Capitol building, you go to jail. It's against the law. If you fight a police officer outside the Capitol and you punch him in the head and spray him with something and you assaulting police officers and then you go into the Capitol, I don't care what you do. You need to go. You need to be arrested for what you did to the police officer, and you need to be arrested for what you did in the Capitol building. Now, I said excessive charging, which means that many people that did not fight a police officer that was lingering around Capitol building, some of them let in by the police officers. Those people, in my opinion, were trespassing. That's a simple charge of trespassing. The person probably do no jail time, and that's how most of that should have gone. But the people who had a plan and a mission to go in and hurt people and break into the Capitol and physically stop the vote and go after Nancy Pelosi and all of these people that were doing things like that, I mean, you got to go to jail, my man. Because if the roles were reversed and they were going after Trump this way, God is my witness. Not one person that called in and criticized what I'm saying about January 6th will have any problem if a leftist tried to do that stuff when Donald Trump won. Some of y'all will wish they get put to death. Even grandma walking in there, you're like, put her to death. These Nazi Marxists. So let's keep it real. You can't do that and think you don't go to jail. That's like Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King didn't go do sit-ins and expect not to go to jail. The purpose of the sit-ins was not to escape jail, but to prove a point. And he was going to do it without violence. And I forget what they call it, passive non-compliant. I don't know what they call it. But that's what he did, and he went to jail. And he got out, and they did it again. He went to jail. He got out, and he did it again. So he kept doing it as an activist move. And if that's what you want to do, you got to understand you're going to go to jail. You're not going to escape jail because your mission is better than the mission of the law. And I'm not criticizing these people. I understand why they did it. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. And they can't, people can't get mad if they go to jail over it. That's all I'm saying. The excessive charging, people that is in solitary confinement, we need to look into that because some of those people may not have been treated fairly. All right, let me move on. Okay, let's see who has been waiting. Keith from San Antonio. San Antonio. Keith from San Antonio, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, that's me. It's an honor to speak with you, Officer Tatum. I listen to you all the time for the past 5 months. It's a pleasure. You're a breath of fresh air. I agree with you 97% of the time, what you have to say. However, I would say that death penalty, I don't know, that's something to reconsider. Not because they don't deserve it, but there's cost to it all. And, hey, you know, if you want eye for eye and, like, you know, rough punishment, being in jail rather than being dead, I don't know, that's something to consider. But the reason I called in is Doug Burgum, despite his crazy eyebrows that need to be looked at, he might be somebody to consider for the presidential nominee because he's got the experience in the private and the government sector. So that's all I wanted to say. What are your thoughts? And I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Doug Burgum, I think he gave him incredible responses. I just think he doesn't have what it takes to get people to turn out. You have to understand that name recognition is a huge part of voting, too. I mean, you have to have name recognition. People have to know who you are. Nobody cares what you have to say. There's a lot of incredible people that can talk. You have to be able to raise the money. Right. You have to have support of the Republicans to get behind you, because if you don't raise the money, you can get dogged out by the Democratic candidate. So I just think Doug Burgum just don't have enough name recognition. He's not unique and different enough from all the other candidates that he will stand out. People like Vivek Ramaswamy, name recognition is high. Ron DeSantis have a track record and his name recognition is high. Chris Christie even have a bigger name recognition than Burgum. So it's a multitude of different things. It's not just who can say what right or who has X amount of experience to a certain degree. It's also who has enough clout that can generate enough name recognition that people will know to vote for you on a ballot and know where you stand and some of the things that you have said. And if you don't have those things in combination with one another, it's going to be a very big struggle for you.
All right. I was a big supporter of Trump, but I think that if he gets reelected, we can have a lot of people on the left going batshit crazy. And it's not going to be good for the country.
All righty, Keith, thank you so much for the call. That's one thing that I consider, too, and I don't disagree with Keith on that, is that I just don't know what the way the rest of the country is going to think. That's all that I consider sometimes. It's like, what is everybody else going to say? I know what I think, but what does everybody else think? I got 1 minute. I'm going to hold this minute because I got a couple people calling in on some very interesting topics, especially surrounding DeSantis. And so I want to give you enough time to speak, and I don't want to cut you off in this 1 minute. So y'all hold the phone. Call in 844-900-7243. I'll bring you in. Even if you disagree with me, you can call in if you disagree with me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm open for a conversation, and I think it's fruitful if people don't sit in the echo chamber and just talk about the same stuff over and over. And I think that's how we got caught off guard in 2020 and 2022, is because we sit in the echo chamber not knowing that a lot of people turned on Trump that normally would have voted for him, and we also don't know why. So hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Not fear. The Officer Tatum Show.
Not a habanero. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I always forget what I'm supposed to be talking to you guys about. Am I supposed to read my Relief Factor? Okay. I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor, works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. Let me see if I got a couple testimonials I can read. I got to find them. I really don't need to read a testimonial. I can actually give my own testimony, but I think they want me to read some of these testimonials to you guys. I only have one page of testimonials. I guess that was it. I already talked about Connie and Rod from Texas. I can read one of them again. Connie from Nevada, she said first of all, I want to let you know what a wonderful product Relief Factor is. I have back and hip issues, and nothing can be done for my pain. Pain has continuously gotten worse. Then I saw your ad about Relief Factor and tried it. After 2 days, I could really feel like, I could really feel like the pain was subsiding. The longer I take my daily 3 doses, I am feeling no pain. I go to bed with no pain and wake up in the morning with no pain. Shout out to Connie from Nevada. Relief Factor really works. It's not a gimmick. If you need it, get it. Don't waste your time. Don't procrastinate. When I say waste your time, don't waste your time vacillating over it. Don't procrastinate. Order some Relief Factor today. Get started with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's a 3-week supply for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or 800-4-RELIEF. Okay, I had a couple people calling in. Let me see. Let me go with Tim. Tim from New Mexico. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, how's it going, Brandon? I got a few points I'll make them. When you're talking to someone and they're from the left and you say, "Oh, that's not true. That's not what you want to handle them." Here's how you handle them. Say, "No, it's completely, exactly 100% opposite of what you just said." When you tell them that, they run. That's it. It's over because they know you're onto it. But when you sit there and say, "Oh, that's not true," you're done. You're not going to get anywhere. But that's what I found. I'm 61 years old. I've been dealing with these people for 40 years, and I just know how they are. But anyway, that's that. As far as my picks, of course, my guy ain't going to get it, Larry. He's by far my first pick, but that ain't going to happen. But anyway, my second choice is DeSantis. And I don't care. A lot of people are talking about Glenn Youngkin. No, he has not been in office long enough. Don't want nothing to do with him. No. But anyway, then after that, I guess it'd probably be Tim Scott and then Vivek and then Trump. I mean, that's Trump's problem is still the same problem. He cannot do law and order. He don't know how to do it. He can go over to another country and do law and order, but he can't do law and order in his own backyard. I'll give you some examples, okay? One, he had no attorney general for 4 years. We had zero attorney generals for 4 years under him. Then the FBI director. Well, how's that working out? This Christopher Wray, well, Trump picked him, so, okay, there you go. Have at it. He never, ever repurged the military. Obama purged the military in 2016 sometime, and Trump, first thing he should have done, I expected, I was waiting and waiting, never repurged the military. Now, Trump's got issues. It's got to be DeSantis or Tim Scott or whatever, but it ain't going to be Trump. Because, for one thing, he's probably going to jail. And he's in this mess because he had no attorney general. You look back at this past history. Reagan, okay, Reagan the steamroller. I mean, he steamrolled people. Why? Because he had a bulldozer for an attorney general. Edwin Meese was a bulldozer, and he took care of things. And Reagan took care of things. I can remember when the mayor of Detroit called him Pruneface. Yeah, Reagan squashed him down like a pancake. There was no money for Detroit. That was it. And then Dinkins, he squashed him down. And Trump can't do that. He's not man enough. And I just don't. We're going to be sorry. And here's the problem. If we pick Trump, I believe the Democrats are going to pick Michelle Obama. And I'm telling you right now, it is lights out when that happens. Game over. That's why I want Larry. Larry will take care of her and put her in her place. That's why I want Larry Elder. And but we're not going to get Larry, so it's going to have to be DeSantis. But that's just how I see it. But, Brandon, I agree with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart, took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. This fascinating story uncovers those who've sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they truly believe in. Rediscover why the church is essential and how we prove that this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It'll change your life. You need to see this movie with your friends and family. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at SalemNow.com. That's Essential Church, streaming at SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. One in eight women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
Is the Officer Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I want to tell you guys about the Tatum News Channel. If you're looking for an incredible channel with incredible conservative talk show hosts, look no further. The Tatum News Channel has you covered. You know how much I appreciate the Salem News Channel, and I believe in the Salem News Channel. I told my mama to download the Salem News Channel the other day. She was like, Brandon, what station are you on? And I wrote the station down, and I already forgot it. Oh, here you go, right here. Is that it? No, it's not. 660, AM 660. Yeah, that's right, 660. AM 660 in Dallas, Texas, is where you can listen to me on the radio, and my mom was like, Brandon, I don't know. I didn't know at the time. So I said, Mom, just download Save News Channel. Just download Save News Channel. You ain't got to worry about where to find me, when to find me, how to find me. Save News Channel. You can catch the first hour of my show live. You can see my beautiful face. And hear me and all the stuff that we put on the screen. You can see it all on the Salem News Channel. So go to salemnewschannel.com or download the Salem News Channel on your app store. All right. I think we got the last caller was really good. And I something happened where I ended up getting cut out of the air. I didn't get to finish talking to him. I hope he called back. But I think there are some things that he did say that we have to look at. Like, I want you guys to understand in full transparency, you know, I see I'm trying to be balanced in my perspective because I think I was knee deep in the Trumper. And then I started to look back and say, OK, what areas of that we can use to improve on? And I started seeing a lot of things I didn't like. And I think that the momentum that he has makes him winnable against the Democrat. But is he the best candidate? I mean, I don't really know. Because we didn't have an attorney general. Like, we it's funny because I think Trump did a lot of good stuff, and it was good enough for us to overlook some of the other stuff. But, like, you guys, Joe Biden was corrupt under Trump's administration. It actually before Trump's administration. But we had a chance to put this man away in Trump's administration. We had a chance to put Hillary Clinton away and all these other people. But we didn't have an attorney general. Jeff Sessions recused himself almost from the day he got in there. And I just felt like we played their game right into the pits of hell. We literally let them pick a special counsel. And we were worried about the perception. Oh, it's going to look bad if we don't do this. It's going to look bad. And they don't give a care. They have a goal and a mission, and that's what they're going to do. All right, let me see. Let's go with Mary Ann from Philly. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer Tatum. Can I give you my view on Trump and why we were there, and also my take on what happened with Ashley Babbitt?
Let's do it. I would love to hear it.
Okay. All right. Trump, he picked us all up before, when he was in before. And I think it would be a huge mistake if we, the people, if we don't vote for him this time, I think we're all screwed. Okay? And as far as him, the protest, we were protesting because we felt as though it wasn't right. The election was not right, and we were there to send the states in question back for an audit, for a recount. That's all that was about. And now Ashley Babbitt, she was a veteran. She was a veteran, and she, that guy that was there with the black helmet smashing that window that she went through with his black helmet, he's breaking the glass. She was hollering at him to stop it. And he wouldn't stop it, so she grabbed him by his backpack and punched him in the face, knocked his glasses off. And when he hit the floor, probably everything got quiet. And that's when she realized she was surrounded by BLM and Antifa people, okay? And she turned around. She didn't see Michael Byrd in the corner there. And the congressman is walking down the hallway from the right-hand side, us looking at him. Coming from the right, going into the side where Michael Byrd was standing, and right before he walked into the door of the office that he was going in, he took a step back and watched her get shot by Michael Byrd. A CNN reporter, without evidence, found the gun, and that's what Pelosi ran with insurrection with, because of the gun. Now, it was an unused gun. Supposedly, they never checked the gun. Was there one bullet missing, the one that shot Ashley Babbitt? Nobody ever checked the gun. And who was that congressman walking down the hallway? He watched the whole thing. She was trying to get to him, probably, and get him to put a stop to what was going on at the door. because she knew who she was surrounded by. And I think Michael Bird was paid very nicely to take out a Trump supporter to make the supporters look violent. They wanted to make us look violent, and the whole damn thing was a setup.
Marianne, thank you so much for the call. I think I agree with one thing you said. I think it was a setup. But Ashley Babbitt, I watched the video. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew she wasn't just surrounded by Antifa because she got the Capitol Police standing right to her right. They were actually standing in front of her, in front of the door. They moved off to the right, and they were standing there. And Ashley Babbitt get the yelling and doing all this stuff, and she's climbing up over the thing, and she got popped. You know, it's unfortunate because I think it was a wrongful shooting. But also, I think we got to take responsibility for people on our side doing stupid stuff. Now, were there other people that's Antifa that were in there? Probably so. But at the same time, they don't give us the right to go and be stupid and end up getting ourselves in trouble for no reason. Yeah, I get it. We did want to stop them from an illegal vote. But at the same time, it's like you got to pick your battles. You want to stop them from an illegal vote? Are you willing to go to prison over it? If you are, then go to prison over it and don't complain about it. If you are not, then don't enter the building because you're not going to do anything. Only way you're going to stop the vote is if you start killing people and hurting people. And if you ain't going to do none of that, you sitting there wasting your time going into the Capitol building. And I'm not suggesting you should. But what I'm saying is that if that ain't your intent, what are you going to accomplish? Nothing. You're just going to go to jail and they're going to finish the vote. That's it. And there's ways around doing that. Versus you going to jail. It's just ways around it. And I feel bad for some of the people that went in on Capitol building and got in trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about the Tatum Store. If you're looking for an incredible store, an incredible conservative merch, I want you guys to look no further. I want you to look no further. You can go to the Tatum Store to get your merch. We got hoodies, we got shirts, we got sweatshirts, we got mugs and hats, and we got everything you would think that one should have for an e-commerce store. We have godly merch. We have patriotic merch. We have a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know what to tell you because I'm talking to you on the radio. It's not like you can see it. But if you go to TatumStore.com, you can be able to peruse around the store and get the stuff that you want. But I want you to get a discount. Put in Tatum Show 20, Tatum Show 20, and get 20% off the entire store. All right, got a couple more people that are calling in that I want to hear from specifically. Dennis from Seminole, Florida. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, how you doing, Officer Tatum? Nice talking to you. Just to let you know that most of the people, if not all the people I know that love Ron DeSantis, will be voting for Trump because we don't want to lose DeSantis as our governor. I mean, it sounds, you know, a little selfish, but that's the way we all feel, even though we are DeSantis fans. We will be voting for Trump.
Now, let's say this. Would you vote for, if we just say that DeSantis was the only one that could win, right? Would you vote for DeSantis?
Yes, we would. I would.
Okay, so, right. So you guys think you have two valuable candidates. You'd rather keep your guy's governor and get the other guy in.
Correct. And if need be, yes, DeSantis, if we had a second choice, if for some reason Trump couldn't make it in the runoff for president.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything else you want to add, Dennis?
No, that's it. Just first-time caller. Enjoy your show. And be listening a lot more often then. Thank you very much for your comment.
I appreciate it, Dennis. God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so, you know, I get it. I don't live in Florida, so I don't have that sentiment because I'm like, hey, we need him as the president. I think there's a lot of qualified, great people that can be the governor of Florida, in my opinion. But he is a really good guy, though. I mean, he's solid. And the question is, the only reason that I think DeSantis should be running is because we need him to win. You know, him running just to be second place is not going to do anything for us. We want him to run because we want DeSantis to win. And I often wonder, you know, how this thing is going to shake out. Hold the phone. Three pastors risking it all for their faith. Learn their courageous story in The Essential Church, a powerful documentary exploring the timeless struggle between church and government. Stream it now at salemnow.com.
Inflation is crippling American families, and the current administration sure isn't doing you any favors. It's times like these you need to find ways to spend less wherever you can. One easy way is switching your wireless service to Pure Talk. That's right, veteran-owned Pure Talk is wireless for Americans by Americans. Instead of wasting their money on thousands of retail stores you'll never go into, famous actors you don't care about, or expensive perks you'll never use, they just want to save you money. In fact, Pure Talk saves the average family almost $1,000 a year, and the coverage is great. The most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.